It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
You hit, oh my God, you are so on target. You are so amazing. I can't thank you enough.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you.
Thank you for taking my call. I don't know why I feel like crying. I think I just feel your love.
Oh, of course.
And I think I'm going to get some answers.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. Before we get started, a really quick note. If you found this show on iTunes or by downloading the Flow Dreaming podcast app, it would mean so much if you took a moment to review it. That is how other people will find this show and get the same great value out of it that I hope you're getting. So my huge thanks and sparkles and flow go to all of you who just take that few moments to go write a quick little message of telling other people, this is good, go listen. Thanks. Now off we go to the show. That's right. Here we are in our flow today, flow dreaming. Welcome, welcome to the show. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the live radio taping of the podcast. It currently happens every Tuesday around 12 noon Pacific time. I guess it's happened every Tuesday for 12 noon Pacific time for quite a long time. We're again going to be celebrating our 10th year on air this year. I do have to think of a big shindig for that. I keep remembering every show and then I forget in between. Anyway, I'm glad you found it. Whether you found me through the app, like we just mentioned, that is awesome. If you did, if you'd care to write a little note or subscribe through iTunes, helps so, so, so much. Also, you'll hear me mention from time to time about flowdreaming.com. That's my personal website. Explains so much more than the podcast ever could hope to achieve, even with the hundreds of hours that are up there. You want to check that out too at some point. And especially if you really want to learn how to flow dream. I talk about flow dreaming all the time, but not so much anymore do I go through the how you actually do the technique, because frankly, it's expanded so much from the technique. It'd be like explaining downward dog all the time if you're into yoga, right? It's like, let's do downward dog again. Let's do the sun salutation. No, there's so much more, but you do have to get the fundamentals. So go check that out. Today's show is kind of interesting, fun. It's a side topic, a little offshoot. In Flow Dreaming and the show, we talk a lot about manifesting creation, how to help change your life, change the course of your life, better understand your life, work with your life better. I teach you empathic intuition so that you can read and navigate the information that comes to you, so you can learn to make very good decisions, to trust yourself deeply. And then I teach you to take those decisions, to take those understandings and implement them, put them into action, not just physically, but through flow. Put them in a place of grace and ease. Put them in the natural state of abundance that is your life, that is your world, the natural flow of everything in this universe, the flow, the direction. And I teach you how to get into that space, create within it, manifest in it, and watch as your life truly, I mean, dazzlingly changes around you. What happens is that you decide, hey, I like this. This is cool. I want to apply it to this area of my life. Let's see what happens if I do this with my relationships. Let's say I decide to put some of this mindset into building my career. Let's say I put this mindset, this philosophy now, into improving the relationships with my kids or my in-laws or, you know, my brother, my sister. And we start playing around. Where can I implement it next? What will happen if I do this? What will happen if I change myself energetically? And that, in turn, like dominoes, causes life around me to also change, expand, and grow. Notice, I am leading into what sounds a little bit like coaching, right? Coaching. This phenomena of the last, has it been a decade? Not even a decade. 5-7 years that it's really started to open up and pop. And when you actually say, I have a coach, people don't look at you like, I didn't know you were in basketball, or like, no. I mean, a life coach, personal coach, a business coach, a health and wellness coach, a fertility coach, a love match coach. So many different specialties now, people with great wisdom and understanding, who are experts at implementing this understanding, who have then said, I need to teach others how to do this. And as you know, there are many life coaching and career coaching schools of all stripes out there nowadays. And, you know, I've been thinking, well, just kind of in my spare time, isn't it interesting? You know, flow dreaming is almost a coaching philosophy in the sense that you're learning tools for change. And the difference is coaches learn those tools to change for themselves because you have to, because they then want to teach them to other people. I have found myself, especially in the last couple of years, coaching a huge number of coaches, coaching coaches. Oh, I've become a coach's coach. How interesting is that? I say, why do you come to me? Haven't you already been through school? Don't you, what's up? And we tease it out. I mean, I know why they're there. I'm just doing this so they can figure it out for themselves. If you want to become a wonderful coach, one of the things you're going to realize is that you always have to stay ahead of your students. You've got to stay ahead of the game, not just in the material that you know, but in your life, in the way you live your life, in what you encounter. And that is often where coaching schools kind of come to a halt. You learn how to grow a program. You learn how to have clients. You learn how to find or what tools you want to use. And many coaching schools give you those tools. They say, here's what you do. It's like if you were to go to school for therapy and they'd say, well, here's Freud and here's, positive psychology. And here's, pick any of these, disciplines or tools that you want to focus on. Coaching schools are the same. You get to choose which makes the most sense to you. But there comes a point when you realize as a coach, gosh, I've done everything. Maybe I've even graduated and I don't have any clients. What's up with that? What's happening? Right? And that's where I find Me School picks up and flow dreaming picks up. I'm going to mention Me School really briefly right now, because it is in its last final weeks of enrollment for the entire year. There are 6 spots left in my entire class, just 6. In fact, there might even be 5 because I sent my 5th email out about it. I've only sent 5 emails since November saying enrollment is open. If you want to join, come in. 5 emails and the class is only down to 6 spots, possibly 5, because I just sent one out a couple of hours ago and more than 40 people have already signed up to talk to me about it. I'm telling you this because it points out this is effective. Flow dreaming is effective. If you're a coach, don't you want to have a group where you send out 5 emails and you have, dozens, almost 100 people coming along for the ride with you for a year? Why do you think that happens? Is it my email that's so persuasive? No, it's flow dreaming. It's empathic intuition. It's this understanding that you need to learn who you are. And you can either learn who you are because you want to grow and develop your own life and relationships, or you learn who you are because you want to grow and develop your own relationships in life. And as a coach, you want to grow and develop others. When I talk to people about joining Me School, one of the things I tell them, and I'm teaching you now, coach to coach here, if you're a coach, you're fascinated. If you're not, you're wondering where I'm going with this. But I tell them in Me School, I say, watch what I do. Watch how I teach you. See how you learn. Look at the points where you hit friction. Look what happens when you hit resistance. What's your reaction? How do you feel? Look around you. What's happening to the rest of the class? How are they feeling? To be a good coach, you have to be coached. You have to be coached. It's not a one-time thing where you go to a school and you graduate and you're done. No, you have to be coached continuously in your life. You are role modeling for your students what they then need to do with you. Now, before it was called coaching, it was called mentoring. Remember that? And it was often something that was strictly reserved for people moving up in the corporate world. Well, you need a mentor. You really need someone to take you under your wing and guide you and show you the ropes. What did that mean? It meant the person you golfed with, you had lunch with, and they taught you. They said, yeah, no. This is what's going on over here. This company is, you know, ready to roll, or this company's playing a game, or this department over here is doing this. They taught you the stuff that you couldn't learn any other way except through someone's valuable experience. Now roll it back. Even before then, go back. What did they call it then? They called it apprenticeship, right? That's the cobbler learning cobbling, how to make shoes from his dad or his uncle. Learning by doing, learning by watching, learning by being dunked in. That's what coaching is. You've got to dunk yourself in, and you've got to stay dunked in if you ever want to grow and coach others. So this perhaps is my number one thing to get across to you today. All of you who've ever been fascinated by this world of coaching, and believe me, if you have a book about your life and your transformation, if you have this desire in you that said, like, gosh, you know, I finally found the man or woman of my dreams, and I know how to do this, and I want to show other people, that's the world of coaching. Whenever you are transferring or transmitting your life experience to someone else, that's coaching, that's mentoring, that's apprenticeship. Now, you can choose to do it formally and grow and develop a group of people around you. But if you're going to do that, you need to be prepared to stand at the top of that group. This means that you can't ever sit on your butt, really, ever. If you do, you're going to find that your students are catching up to you, right? If you're running a race, you've got to be in the front. You slow it down to walk, you take a break, you sit it out. Your students are going to come right up behind you. What happens when they pass you? They've just outgrown their teacher. Coaching, for that reason, is a lifetime experience. And it's one that you enjoy. It is not a burden. It is not a hurdle. For me, when I teach people flow dreaming, it's because every day in my life, I'm discovering a new nuance. I'm discovering a new way that universe talks back to me. I'm discovering a new way that I interpret what happened there. Oh, I see. I'm discovering a new way that I receive information or energy from someone else. Ah, that's how this aspect of intuition was playing itself out for me. Interesting. And why do I do it ultimately? It's not to teach others. It's because I'm learning. I'm growing. This is my path, my way of ensuring that I am continuously growing and developing in my life. And why do I want to do this? Why don't I just kick back for a while? Because if I'm continuously growing and developing and understanding myself better, I have seen it played out again and again. My relationships then get deeper. My relationship to my material surroundings gets more connected, more stable, more rich. My connection to spirit, to source, grows. It also becomes something that is gorgeously developed. And all I'm doing is making a commitment that I'm always learning. I'm always jumping into the next, well, what do I do now? The side effect, the pure side effect is then any students or people that I teach, they're listening too. They're saying, yeah, what did you learn? This is what it means to be a coach. The other question you want to ask yourself is, do I want to be a coach or do I want to be coached? Oops, sorry, my printer just popped on in the background. You guys hear that? Whirring up out of life. It's been quiet for 2 hours. I wonder what it's going to spit out. This is the joy of working from my home office. One of the reasons also I do the beautiful work that I do. Let's get back to that though. Do you want to coach or do you want to be coached? Sometimes we just want to be coached. And that's why we take ourselves through these whole programs. We just want somebody to look into us and pull us out of ourselves and say, look at this. Did you know this was in you? Did you know this was here? What do you want to do with that? You don't have to become a coach ever. You can just use the process, the learning, the understanding. People who go through Me School, by and large, are not coaches. Many of them are now, but many of them are not. They're learning this material to apply into their own life because they know if they do, the next year is going to be better. And the year after that will be even better. And the year after that will be even better. And they know there's always a tool that I can turn to. I don't need to rediscover it every year. I don't need to go to another book, another class, another this, another that. The challenge becomes take deeper what you've already learned. It's like, think of someone who learns to be a sculptor. You know, their first sculptures are, maybe not so awesome. But they practice their sculpting, chipping away at the marble with their little chisel. 10 years in, 15, 20 years in, they're masterful. This is what it means to take something deeper. This sculptor isn't saying, oh, I chipped away, it was no good. I think I'll paint now. Oh, I painted for a year, it's no good. I think I'll do this now. This is what many people do in the field of self-help. They flit from book to book and teacher to teacher and discipline to discipline. And then they ultimately they say, gosh, I'm just not good at any of them. What's wrong with me? Answer, nothing. Absolutely nothing wrong with you. You just haven't settled yet on what it is you want to take deeper. What is the one thing that will keep you cultivating yourself for years without getting bored of it? Right? You can ask yourself the same question in your relationship. The other thing that I'd like you to pause and think about as a coach, or if you're thinking about going into coaching, or even if you just have a feeling about what you want to communicate or get across to the world. This includes all of you guys who are writing books, or you just want to do speaking or some other way of transmitting your knowledge. All right. And it doesn't have to be also just about personal transformation. This can be, you know, how to, you know, set up, you know, real estate leases, how to, you know, get through healthcare policy, anything where you're teaching. Listen for what the people around you, the people who become your customers and clients, what do they tell you you're really good at? Why do they come to you predominantly? When do you get the most reward for what you offer? Sometimes we get caught up thinking, well, I don't know exactly what I want to teach. I'm not sure. Should I do business? Should I do, you know, even an art teacher, your coach, a massage therapist, you're a coach. You could be. You don't need to just settle down and do your bit and wave bye to your client and let them walk out the door. You can offer them a way of looking at their life and themselves and their body and say, huh, what do you want to do before I see you next in 30 days? Would you like to create more relaxation throughout the month? Would you like to learn how to anything, anybody who's transmitting information? Your clients will then say, you know, I come to you because you're the only one who really senses what's going on in my body. It's like, you know. And then you say to yourself, I know how to read what's going on in people's bodies. I wonder what that means. I wonder what else I could do along that route. Like, a reason that people come to me and you know, and work personally with me is because when I go into someone's flow, I see them for the greater being that they are. I go right in and I say, oh, here's where you're blocked and limited. This is your ceiling in your thinking. This is where you're small. This is where you're going big. This is the repetitive pattern. This is the block. And then I also see the beyond that. I see the other side of it. I say, this is who you could be. This is totally what you could develop. You could have this. You want that? Here's how you go about getting it, using your unique personality and skills. And it's often hard to know that about ourselves unless we have a really good coach who can look at it and see you. Right? Think of a ballerina, a dancer. Think of a gymnast. The gymnast doesn't really know what their potential is, but the coach says, her or him, they've got it. I can sense it. I can see it even though they can't. The grace, the ability, the innate understanding, the ability to pick things up, the subtle sense of charisma, whatever it is that that dancer needs, you know a coach sees it. And the coach says, you, I'm going to work with you. You are Olympic. A good coach can see that in whoever they're working with, in whatever field they're working in. And your clients will tell you, you know, I didn't have to choose to teach flow dreaming. I didn't have to choose to teach empathic intuition. I had people coming to me saying, how do you do that? How do you do that? Can you show me how you do that? Can you do that for me? Isn't that amazing? You can do that? I'm like, no, it's pretty normal to me. It feels pretty natural. Really? You don't think it's amazing? No. So listen, when do people tell you you're amazing? You know, I had a friend over the other day and she's looking for a new job. And I said, you know what you're amazing at? People can tell you anything. You absorb. You listen. There's a feeling of peace and serenity when I talk to you. I just want to lay everything open. And she was shocked. She was like, I don't have any skills. I'm like, oh, that's a big one. That's huge. Do you know how few people have that? Your career should be built around that. She said, well, I was always told I could be a good counselor, but I didn't feel confident enough to tell other people what to do. And I said, well, be a counselor who just listens, right? There's that kind of counselor too, the one who allows people to work it out for themselves, because just by being present, by holding the space, you allow people to reach their own conclusions, right? That's genius. So we're going to keep going on this riff today about what it means to coach energetically, emotionally, within flow. A quick little break, and when we get back, I have a little bit more to say, and then I will give you some examples. I hope some of you guys are coaches calling in today. By the way, if you want to know how to reach me, you just have to go to my website, flowdreaming.com, click on radio, and you're going to find the call-in number. If you're listening live, I encourage you to call in. I love to look inside you and your life and nudge you and give you direction to, like I just said, see those things a good coach can see. All right, we'll be back right after this. Hey, it's summer, and I have a few things that I wanted to share with you, like the happenings and the goings-on at flowdreaming.com. So right now, my gorgeous, hugely amazing Me School of Flow is enrolling. That means I'm accepting students who will work with me for the year ahead. So you'll learn to do what I do. You'll create amazing stuff using flow energy, as well as opening and expanding your own empathic intuition. I will teach you how. If you're ready to go big, this is where you need to be. Me School is also online, by the way, so you can live anywhere. Here's what you do. Just click or swipe on over to flowdreaming.com right now, and there will be a link to set up a time to talk to me about Me School. And this is free, by the way. We'll get on the phone for at least 20 minutes, and we'll talk about whether Me School is a good fit in your life. Now, there's a chance that you're listening to this as an older podcast, in which case, enrollment may be closed, since I only open enrollment about once a year. And if that's the case, you'll have an option to get on the wait list for the next enrollment period, and we'll go from there. So, all right then, I look forward to hearing from you, and even more, to getting to know you as one of my personal students in Me School. Now, let's get back to our program. So I was just talking with my lovely producer during the break. Apparently there's some wackiness going on with the phone lines today. So if you can't get through, just keep trying. But we'll see. If it turns out that I don't bring any of you on, it is not personal. It's due to the phone gods out there playing phone tag and phone whatever, but phone football with each other. So, which is fine because I quite a bit have more material here for all of you guys who are coaches, or want to be coaches, or want to express yourself to other people, or want to in any way transmit your knowledge to the rest of the world. So I already mentioned that you need to stay a step or two ahead of anybody, your client, your customer, your student. How do you do that? Well, one of the things you have to do is learn to constantly engage in your life. Engage has become one of my favorite words because, I don't know, you know, like I said, for me every year, and that's kind of one of the cool things about the podcast. You go back a few years and you'll get to see, oh, that's where Summer's head was. Oh, that's what she was going through. Oh, that was her learning curve. Lately, it's engage because I learned not too long ago that I was seeing myself and I was seeing a lot of my students in a similar pattern, a pattern of unconscious avoidance, a pattern where we said, oh, I'm no good at that. I'm not going to go there. I've learned to avoid that. I've learned not to do that anymore. And it popped up because, you know, I'm working with a lot of students now. And I was thinking, why aren't they pressing ahead? Why are they creating this, manifesting this? The energy is there. It's all juiced up. It's ripe and ready. And yet, boom, right when it comes to them, they just kind of slide right on past it without picking it up. What's that about? And that's when yet another level opened. Oh, there's some unconscious avoidance. Why? Because they've told themselves that's the smart thing to do. Don't go there. This is when you say, I'm no good with money. I better not sign up for anything ever again. This is when you say, oh, you know what? My relationships are just, the last one was so awful. I made such a mistake. I don't trust myself to get in a new one. I don't trust someone else enough to open up to them, right? You want something and yet you've convinced yourself, I can't do that. That's my pattern. That's my problem. Right now, I've learned actually at this point, if I hear somebody say that's your pattern, I only want to hear it out of your mouth one time. I only want to tell it to you one time. Why? Because if you hear it more than once, then your pattern is to acknowledge your pattern without changing it. That in itself becomes a pattern. That becomes a pattern of, oh, I know I'm not good at this. Therefore, I'm going to go around it, not do that. This is an area of my life now that's really off limits. That becomes a pattern. It becomes a default. It becomes a reason not to engage. And when you don't engage, you find yourself bobbing just below your ceiling. What's a ceiling? Right? Every coach, every person who teaches, you should know this. You should see this. The ceiling for the ice skater is not being able to get to the next level of difficulty. The ceiling as a real estate agent or a network marketer is not being able to grow your network of customers to your next desired level. A ceiling is saying my relationship is fine. I'm not going to poke a sleeping bear. It's good enough. And not taking it to the next level. A ceiling is saying, well, I guess this job is good. I'm covering my bills. There's not much left over. But hey, at least I've got a job. That's your ceiling, right? These ceilings, they are everywhere. And when you see them, if it becomes a pattern to say, oh yeah, well now I can't do that because I know what's beyond there. I'm not good at that. It's not going to work for me. That's your shutting down. You're justifying that ceiling. Coaches. You guys, you can't have ceilings. Teachers, mentors, you can't have ceilings, right? You can have them, but you can only have them for the moment you recognize them. After that, you have to go, oh gosh, I just saw this. Damn. Now I've got to jump in and work on it. I've got to get through. Why? Why do you have to do this? Because you have a whole group of people ready to follow you. They're ready to follow you through as you push through to the new level. How do you think those Olympic coaches get where they go? They've pushed through so many levels. How do you think those motivational speakers, how do you think those big company owners, how do you think the person who's built their own company, how do you suppose that person has had a very long marriage? They've pushed through an awful lot of levels. Consciously or unconsciously, they have pushed through them. They have dealt with stuff over and over. And as they've done it, they realize those ceilings that they reach get further and further in between. But when they come to the next one, they don't look at it and groan. They look at it and say, ooh, wow, I must have developed to the point where I'm seeing something even deeper about myself. How wonderful. Let's engage with this. Now, what you'll notice if you are in the field of helping other people is that as you move through these, your clients will move through these. Why? That's the nature of flow. That is the nature of alignment. That's the nature of energy. What you have conquered, people will flock to you to understand. Why? Because you conquered it. That's a reason for you to learn to conquer, right? I teach flow dreaming. You know why? Because I started out very uptight, very intense, very a personality. And I had to learn, that only gets you so far. That gets you unhappy. That gets you in the hospital. You got to let go. Got to learn to listen and work in tandem with the universe. You've got to learn to plan. But you've got to give the universe 50%. You've got to trust it. You've got to offer it up. You've got to let go of all of that controllingness in your personality. Otherwise, you're going to try and control everything. And when you do that, you're going to go really, really small. Because you're only controlling then what's right in front of you. You've given up. You've told the universe, I don't trust you. I'm going to control what I've got, and I'm going to make that work. And that's how you play small and you play safe. I am still in a huge expansion curve right now of releasing control. And I see it. I'm playing it through in bigger and bigger levels. I play it through in my marriage and in my relationship. I play it through in my work. I play it through in learning how to better have relationships with my friends. You know, learning those points of how do I say what I need in such a way that I get my needs met, yet I also create a strong sense of this is what I expect and need, and I'm not going to be bullied or abused. I have to do this with my clients and students sometimes. Growth curve, deepening. As soon as I master this next level, you know what's going to happen? My students are all going to come to me with the same exact issue. And I'm going to say, I see. I know why you were attracted to my teaching. I know why you were attracted to what I talk about. A lot of you guys, you're listening to this podcast right now because you can understand I have an inherent sense of, I don't know, strength or clarity or knowledge, trust. I do. You're right. I have this. How did I get it? I've worked my little behind off over the last decade to develop that, to work with this over and over until it was so clear to me. I had no choice but to fully and completely go with it, flow with it, believe in it, be it, and then start acting from it. And you see that and you go, damn, she seems like she's doing all right. I wonder what that is. Because you know what? I want to grow that feeling in myself. She seems like she's really got a command over things. But she's not strangling them and holding on too tight. Wonder what that is. I like that. I hear that. That makes sense. I could use that. And that's why most of my students, frankly, come to me in MeSchool. Plus, they have a fascination with the same kind of things I'm fascinated by. Your students, your clients, your customers, they're going to be fascinated by the same things you are fascinated by. Hey, you guys, you know, who sell houses for a living. I'm always bringing up the realtors. I don't know why. I guess because I have a little experience with it in my family. You know, if you have a certain kind of house you love to sell, certain neighborhoods you love to sell in, ones that just like make you feel good, I bet you're going to sell more houses there. Why? Because you know it, you feel it, you vibe to it. The kind of clients you have, they're going to more often want houses in those neighborhoods. Why? You align to it. You picked it on the surface, but you also have an inner energy for it. What we don't like, we don't align to. That's where we're struggling to fit in. That is that crappy job that's making you miserable that you want to get away from every day. And you know what? You're probably not doing so hot at it either. Why? Makes total sense. You're not in alignment with it. You're not ever going to make it a success. Cut your losses. Get out of there. Right? They call that in trading circles and mutual funds and stocks. You know, they say buy and hold, but get rid of it before it sinks. A lot of us just want to hold till that investment goes down to nothing. And then we go, oh, what happened? No. Have the strength. Have the inner knowledge to move when you need to move. So, hear this. Whatever new thing you guys are piecing apart in your life, figuring out, that is what your students are going to want to know from you next. You don't even have to try to stay ahead of them, as long as you stay conscious of what it is you're working out right now. Because the minute you get that untangled, figured out, the minute you discover and start enacting the winning strategy, people are going to come to you and say, what are you doing? Show me. And then, you know what's going to happen? Selling, quote unquote, or enrolling, or getting your customers becomes secondary, becomes easy, right? It's like you're browsing in a shop and you see something and it is right. It is perfect. You've been needing this. You've been wanting this. It's exactly what you've been looking for. You pluck it off the shelf. No salesperson has to come over and say to you, I really think you need one of these things. Let me walk you into it. Let me convince you to buy it. You're like, no, I know I need this. You offered it. Let me pay you for it. Coaches, you are that thing. Your clients will say, let me pay you for this. I know I need this. You just show up. You show up, right? Then you learn, if you need to walk people over into the other side. Or they not just show up and say, I want it, but yes, I will pay for this. Yes, I was planning to invest $30 in this, but I'll go ahead and invest $200 because you're right. I do want the better model, right? How many of you guys have ever done that? You've been upsold on that vacuum cleaner, right? You've been upsold on that phone plan. Was it necessarily a bad thing? Or were you actually pretty happy in the end? And that's the thing. Most of the time you actually are. You're like, yeah, I'm glad I didn't get the cheap one that broke over and over. I am glad I invested up. I'm glad somebody showed me why it was good for me to do that. And you may have to learn that skill. But what is that skill? It's showing people again who they really are, who they can be. You know, bosses, have you ever promoted someone in your organization and felt their fear and worry, God, what if I can't do this job? And then you have to go and enroll that employee. You can do this. Trust me, I would not have selected you if I felt you couldn't do it. Same thing. Walking people over their fears. We all do it in every, you know, wives, husbands. We do it with each other. Right? We enroll our partners all the time. I call it enrolling them in your vision. Honey, here's where I want us to go next year. I want us to, you know, save up for the house. I want us to get a better job. What do you think? I want us to be able to afford, you know, football for, I shouldn't use football, right? That's kind of on the out. I want us to afford, you know, soccer for the kids. I want us to have, you know, money left over. I want our relationship to deepen, so let's plan some vacations together, right? And your spouse might say, no, honey, we don't have the money, or no, we don't have the time, or no, we need to do this. Let me show you what we can become if we do. That's a skill. And coaches, that's a skill you're going to get really good at. You know, I wish I had bulleted all of these points in a short list. Maybe some of you guys listening have actually done that, because you know, after I've kind of riffed through them here, I'm realizing these are pretty comprehensive and cohesive. I really should have like the 1.1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hallmarks of a good coach and what they have to do, right? And how this works from an energy perspective. Notice the energy behind this, right? Notice the flow behind this. Everything I'm teaching you is not just practical advice. Yes, the surface is. But behind that surface is this relentless go in, dig deeper, go in, dig deeper. Open up to yourself, flow dream, get in that space, feel yourself, right? I use flow dreaming to go in and feel myself beyond my ceilings. I think to myself, this thing is disturbing me. It's worrying me. It's concerning me. Why? Do I want to create more of that? Do I want to manifest more of that? No. I'm going to go in and flow and feel differently about it. I'm going to go use those skills that I know so well, completely turn this around. I teach coaches how to do this. I teach coaches how to stay right on top and deep within their own growth. You know what happens then? Whatever line of coaching they're in blossoms and expands, especially those of them who are stalled out, right? You've only got 5 clients. You've got 4. You've got 3. You've got none. Hey, there's a reason for that. And it's not your clients. It's you. It's all inside you. There's no other skill building that you have to do. In fact, you probably have a lot of skill building that needs to be executed. You just haven't gotten to it yet. You know you've got to do it, but why haven't you? Because of you. You need to grow. You need to move yourself into that next space. That's what flow dreaming does. That's what self-trust does. That's what B-School does. All of this. All right, so go check stuff out. I'll be right back after this. I'm going to go check in with my studio, see if they've got their phone lines up or not. I'll be right back in just a moment. Oh, we're on break again. So while you're waiting, here are a few suggestions I think you'll get a lot out of. First, on my website at flowdreaming.com, you can pick up a free gift basket or gift bag, however you want to look at it, right now from me. I put together a 30-minute tutorial on how to flow dream, and then I gave you a flow dream to start practicing with. This saves me from having to reteach the basics on every show, and it gives you the first step to creating a freaking amazing new life. So find this free gift for me right now on my homepage. You just pop in your email and I will be able to send it to you pretty quickly, right away. Next, you know what underwrites this podcast? My manifesting shop at flowdreaming.com. I have the most amazing playlist there. I've worked hard on these for over a decade. I've tested them all. I know what works. They're on all kinds of topics: how to get a new job, how to go bigger, how to lose weight, remove all your blocks around money or opening yourself to the right kind of partner. So much to go through. And the playlists, they are powerful and effective, crazy effective. In fact, my inbox is full every day with thank you notes from people who've used my flow dreams and become lottery winners. They've just gotten married or received huge bonuses. They've cured themselves of depression and health issues. It really is astounding. So go visit the manifesting store at flowdreaming.com and see what you want to begin changing in your life. Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. Now, we've only got about, 10 minutes left in our podcast, and the phones are still super wonky. So I am just going to take you guys into some flow. You get a little extra juicy flow time as a result. Now, you know, what is flow dreaming, right? So as a coach, as a teacher, as a mentor, I've discovered 2 fundamental skills that if people learn, if they know, you can solve anything in your life. And I'm quite dead serious about this. That's weird. Live serious about this. Really, you can serve any issue. Flow dreaming is what teaches you how to interact with the world in the most incredibly productive, clear, beautiful, stress-free, resistance-free way. How to talk to the universe so that you get what you want. It emotionally reconditions you so that you're no longer emitting all of these spasms of emotional energy, of lack thinking, fear thinking, I can't thinking, Flow dreaming corrects that. So right there, that takes care of a bunch of stuff in your life in multiple areas. The other skill is empathic intuition. It's not just intuition, empathic. Flow dreaming relies on your emotions. The kind of intuition I teach also relies on your emotions. What drives you through life? Your emotions. Who follows your emotions? Your intellect, your mental self, right? Your mental self is, in fact, it's always trying to get a hold of your emotions. Right there, that should tell you who's really in charge. It's not your emotions trying to get a hold of your intellect, right? Does that ever happen? Not really. Unless you're on a worry machine, but what's that? That's your emotions telling your mind, worry, worry, worry. So if you're able to now use this emotional self in these two very specific ways, one is to write information to the universe effectively. The other is to read information from the universe. You've got it. There is not one question you can ask, not one dilemma you can face. Can't be resolved with either one of those. This means that when you reach all those points in your life where you feel absolutely stuck, where in the past you'd have said, I don't know what to do. I don't know if this is right. What's happening? Boom, you've got the answer. It's right there. There's a methodology. There's a technique. And you go, oh, and you unravel it. Now you practice this. You do this enough times in your life, it becomes habitual. And it means that instead of staying stuck in that pattern, like I talked about, the moment you see it, you go, oh, I know what I need to do about this. Seen it, working on it, right? Working on it. Instantly flick to the working on it. Instead of seen it, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? See it, what do I do? What do I do? Nope, we go way past that. So those are the two tools that I have learned to teach people how to be really effective in their life. You guys, you're going to figure out your own tools. What is it that you can help people with? You know, is it something physical? Is it something in their money? Is it something in their romantic lives? Right? That's the beauty of this. We are all teachers because we've all been through a certain amount of stuff that we can then share with everyone else. Okay, let's go into flow. Let me give you a little taste of this thing that I do, this beautiful exercise. I think you already heard in the podcast, I mentioned that I'll give you a free 30-minute training on how to do this in detail so you know what you're actually doing. Don't get confused. It is not meditation. It is not guided imagery or affirmations. It's not hypnosis. It can be disguised or feel like that if you don't really know what you're doing yet. Ultimately, it's about your emotional self, your intuitive self, your flow self, your greater self, your spirit self, all coming together into a place of beautiful and gorgeous alignment and energy. Close your eyes with me. Allow yourself to open up. You can feel yourself. You're like a lily. A lily on the pond, and the sun is warming you, and your leaves are unfolding to drink in that light. You're unfolding, you're taking in the sun, and you're floating. You're floating. You're not worried about where you're floating or how you're floating, you're just being supported. You're anchored in your life. Yet you're also in motion. You're in flow. You've let go. And you know the whole world around you is going to bring you what you need. In your roots right now, there's nutrients. The bees and the water flies, they're going to come and they're going to give you pollination, whatever it is you need. Your requirements are going to be filled. You're totally taken care of. Why would you ever think that you weren't? Are you so different than the water lily? Its needs are being taken care of. It is blooming. It is meant to thrive. Nature, all of life, wants it to thrive. It built it to thrive. It's honed it over millennia. As long as this water lily has been evolving, it's been honed to thrive. And you're even more adaptable. We can throw you into any condition in life. You could be in barren soil. You could be in a dark, cloudy environment, and you will thrive. You know how to thrive. You will thrive. Life is giving it to you. And you're remembering, oh, here's what I need to do. And what you're not remembering, you're learning and growing into. Oh, here's what I need next. Here's the gift for me. Here's what I'm getting. And now you're thinking to yourself, you're feeling, it's like shaking off the wet dew drops, waking up to a beautiful morning. Do I want to share any of these learnings with others? How do I want to do that? Hey, flow. And as you bring the flow in around you, as you waken your awareness to it, you realize, oh, yes, I really am in the midst here of something beautiful and special. There's an energy around me. An energy of place. An energy built of emotion, built of expectations, built of everything I've ever seen, felt, or heard. And it's not in some far-off, distant place. It's not the Akashic Records. It's all around me. I'm in it. I'm of it. And I can say to it, at what point in my life am I really at? Is it time for me to share and help others? Is it time for me to grow and express and go deeper in myself? Is it time for a combination? When does the student become the teacher? And as the teacher, am I still a student? And you realize, yes, 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 I am. Do I want to teach and coach others, or do I want to just teach and help my friends? Do I want to just teach and guide my children? Or do I still just want to take the time to teach and guide myself? How big a pool do I want to expand my instruction, my knowledge to? Does this pool need to always grow, or can it adjust? Can sometimes I be doing a lot of modeling and teaching and helping, and other times I pull back and just go deep into myself, drinking in a deeper level? I'm going to allow myself all of these options. All of them. All of them. Why? Because I can. Because I'm not shutting off any avenue in my flow. I'm not dictating. I'm not controlling. All I'm saying is, I want to go deeper. I want to grow deeper. And if there are people who want to follow me and learn from me as I grow, beautiful. And if there are people who don't, beautiful. Either way works. I am open to what is the best next step for me now. And if it's time for me to go bigger, then my resources are right in front of me. They're already here. Something I've already seen, I've already heard, that's already hit my inbox. And maybe if I've forgotten about it, it will come around tomorrow. And a word, a voice, a reference that slips out of someone's mouth. And I'll say, oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. I am the water lily. I drink in everything that I need. The sun, the pollinators, the roots, the water, the gentle flow of me and my life, and I know what is best for me. And I'm learning to know more and more every day what is best for me. I am this being, this great and gorgeous being, evolving forward every moment, and I often do it without a thought that I'm doing it. I forget. I get bogged into life. There are these moments when I'm in flow. I rub the sleep out of my eyes and I realize, oh yeah, my God, look what I've done in the last week, in the last month. Look what point I've brought myself to, for good or bad. It's all with purpose. I did this on purpose. What's my next step? Because I'm ready. I'm so, so ready. And I want to talk with you, Flo, like this every day, all the time. I want this to be my now second nature. I want this connection open and humming and beautiful on all the time. I never have to look for it. I am it. I am. And I linger in that feeling. I linger in the flow. I linger in the expression. I linger with the water lilies. Even as I open my eyes and I return from this place of flow and guidance and connection. And my eyes are open. And I hope you enjoyed that. because that wraps up our show. I'll see you all next week, same time, same place, for more flow dreaming. And I hope to see six of you in Me School. Well, look at that. Show's over. But before you go, did you know that my mom has a podcast too? Her show airs live right after mine. It comes up next. We tape our live shows back to back. Her show is called The Dear Venus Show. So stay listening and you can call in or look it up live on iTunes if you're listening via podcast. Her show is really good. It's really funny and she reads people's minds and futures and talks to dead people for real.